Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell now for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Willie Fritz, you know, University of Houston fans, he's going to be joining us in a couple of minutes. They got TCU on Saturday at TDECU Stadium, so we will talk to him about that and the big win that they got in at Central Florida. Man, it seems like forever ago, but here we go. We got Friday night. You got the big win, and we'll talk about it. And then the final game of the season coming up. They got TCU. No, wait, they got one more too, don't they? Anyway, regardless, the University of Houston is right there and ranked 25th again, back in the rankings. So congratulations to the Cougs getting back in there and a nice win on the road at Central Florida. Yeah, they also got Baylor. They at Baylor to finish up the season. So they're 8-2 right now, and Coach is going to join us in a few minutes. Otherwise, I mean, there's something that we didn't get into yesterday, Dell. I mean, this is on you. Because we always, what did we miss? There's something that nobody is talking about around the country, and that is the Shedeur Sanders situation.
Oh, no, I was intentionally good with that.
No, see, nobody's talking about this, and I think as a show, we should.
Yeah.
Nobody around the country, nobody on ESPN is talking about it. Mm. Nobody is, is like intimating how racist Kevin Stefanski is.
Well, not racist. He's setting them up to fail.
Of course he is. Every head coach sets their players up to fail.
Yeah. This is really one of the saddest. Like, the Shedeur Sanders people are just going out sad. And I'll be honest with you. I mean this from my heart. I feel bad for the kid because who else? Like, he creates clicks, right? There's certain things you can talk about that is going to create engagement. And Shedeur creates engagement, positive and negative. It's just the truth. There's a reason ESPN talks about him every day. They get the numbers. They know he creates engagement. Why? Just because he's polarizing. And he came in as a backup. Dylan Gabriel was hurt. He came in as a backup. Famously, he's been a third stringer for most of the year. There's been some intimations maybe that he hasn't been as professional as he needs to be in terms of preparation, things like that. And to me, he's the backup quarterback, whatever. When he gets his chance, he'll get his chance. If you have to come in, you have to come in. But, I mean, I really honestly do feel bad for him because here's the problem. Did he play well? No. He played actually quite poorly. Not that unusual. Backups, especially rookies in their first game, usually aren't good.
They're usually not good. The big story was that he got zero first team.
Well, this is what became a story. It's actually not a story. As Chase Daniel told you, as Josh McCown Cade McNown told you, or Cade McCown told you, whatever. I get the not Cade McNown. Who? One of the McCowns.
McCown.
One of the McCowns, not the coach, the other McCown.
Right.
So him and Chase and Dan Orlovsky and all these backup quarterbacks, like, it's actually, I know that Josina and other people, the talking points that everyone glommed onto was, he didn't get first-team reps. And then the backups came in and said, listen, we don't really get first-team reps. That's not really a thing. We don't really get first-team reps. We barely get reps at all in practice. Barely at all. Now, you know, there was talk about why did he not get it in the preseason or whatever. But once you get in a season, backups really don't get many reps at all. They'll get some scout team stuff, and that's about it.
Well, Cam said every week Derek Anderson got reps. Derek Anderson was his backup in Carolina, And Derek Anderson got reps.
Well, that's, according to the other quarterbacks, that's fairly rare.
Yeah.
That's fairly rare. Now, unless there is, now, you got to remember, the Dan Orlovsky, Derek Anderson thing, that's pretty much a competition, right? One's not way ahead of the other. You're talking about Derek Anderson and Dan Orlovsky together?
No. No.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton
said that. Wait, you said Dan Orlovsky said that or Cam Newton said
that? Cam Newton said that.
Oh, Cam Newton said that. Well, that's pretty unusual compared to, according to these other backups. And if you've ever been to Texans practice, it's really, well, in camp, no, you get reps, but you don't get first team reps.
Yeah, the backups don't get reps. Yeah, you'll get reps.
Though you get reps, but you don't get first team reps. You don't run with the ones. You run, you may have a receiver here or there, you may have a lineman here or there, but you switch. You're not having one group take all the reps in camp. You're not. There's not enough players. This is turned into a stupid. Chase Daniel had to do an all 22. For what? Let Shador go through whatever he's going to go through. This is, people are doing damage to his potential to even be on a roster. I don't think, I talked to somebody yesterday who's an assistant GM who said, and it came up, I said, I bet you're glad you guys didn't have to make that decision. He said, honestly, I thought the kid was a little better quarterback than the people in our building did. He goes, but at this point, like, you just don't even want the hassle, because a backup quarterback's just supposed to be eyes, and he's supposed to just be there and a quiet pro, and that's it. And even if he tries to do it, he said it's impossible with media and the fan stuff. He goes, you just have to shut all that stuff out. And that's what, I mean, why are you doing an all-22 on a backup's first time into a game when he wasn't expecting to play? It's stupid. Don't you think? Like, why are we breaking all of this down? Why can't, let him have his bad game and then move on? I don't understand why the people who feel like they have to put a cape on for him have to go make excuses for everything. It just comes off as super lame. Lots of quarterbacks have gotten their ass kicked in the first time. Some of them aren't very good. He might not be very good. I don't know. He may end up being a pretty good quarterback. I don't know. I know this. Other backup quarterback ever, I think, in the history of football, except maybe if Tebow was a backup and got in, I'm not sure any other backup has received this much attention for a game in the history of the sport.
Right. Well, it is
in a game that meant nothing for Cleveland.
Because of how much he's been talked about.
I know.
The debut of a quarterback is
but he shouldn't have been taught, but was outlandish, because he's just another quarterback in the draft. He didn't deserve to be talked about more than Cam Ward. But his engagement brings listeners and viewers and clicks.
I've seen Cam Ward a couple of times now. It
doesn't
not...
matter. Cam Ward was the first pick. He deserved way more. The first pick of the draft should always get more talk than the fifth round pick. Always.
I agree, and
Cam Ward, you think Cam Ward's got help?
Cam Ward's
got no receivers over there now. None. Cam Ward has had, I'm not judging Cam Ward yet. He has no help over there. He's got Tajay Spears, Calvin Ridley, who's always beat to hell and getting knocked out of games. He's got a bunch of nobodies over there. So, I mean, I'm not going to judge him, and I'm definitely not going to judge Shador Sanders on a half, but I am going to call it like it is. He sucked. What's so hard about this? It's not the end of the world for Shador Sanders, and he was also not good. It doesn't require an all-22 breakdown, but you know why you get it? Because engagement, because people will click on it.
Yeah.
This is stupid. Exactly. And in the meantime, Sanders is sitting there, and all of this crap is going to be a negative on him. It's not his fault. It's going to be a negative because people are going to be, the next team is going to say, "We know I don't want this. I don't need that crap."
Exactly. No, we don't. We absolutely don't need this. We absolutely don't.
Nobody. When the juice isn't worth, there's not enough juice to be worth any squeeze right now.
The intimation is that there's something racial involved here.
Well, I don't pay attention to that. What I pay attention to is people who said, you know, who most of the arguments I saw weren't racial. Those are people on Twitter typically. The ones that I saw the most was, he wasn't, the talking point is, he wasn't given enough first team reps. He wasn't given enough first team reps. That was the big talking point. And I just, like, I don't care. It's not my quarterback. He's a backup. This is crazy y'all subject us to this. Like, seriously, y'all are subjecting us to this when the real talk is that Brock Bowers only has 3 touchdowns all year.
That is the real talk.
That's the real talk that no one's getting. Or that Dak Prescott has thrown three or more touchdowns in five of his last seven games. Dak is having a really good year, but so are the Houston Cougars.
Yep. And is Coach with us?
Yeah.
Let's talk to the head coach of the 8-2, ranked 25th in the country, Houston Cougars, Willie Fritz, joining us once again here on the show. Coach, welcome in. Congratulations on the win at UCF. Another hard-fought game. And that place is really hot. I don't care what their record is. That building is a really tough place to play, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. They had a packed house, and they had sound going the whole game. And lights were up. One time during a punt return, lights actually went off. I had a little mishap with the lights. But, they just really did a good job with the game experience. I was very impressed. I played in a lot of big places, and they do a nice job there. And our guys, they answered it quarter after quarter and did a great job that last, 10 minutes of the game. We put together a really nice drive, got a field goal out of it to take the lead, and then, stopped them defensively. So really proud of the guys.
Now, we're obviously throwing back to the last game. You guys didn't play last week, but we're throwing back to the last game, and that was
it seems like it was about 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's important we talk about that because we haven't talked about it yet. But you did something in that game that you've done a few times this year, and that was win in the fourth quarter and win a game in the fourth quarter. And I want you to spend a second talking about that element, because being a closer, being a team that can close, is the difference sometimes between being sub 500 or sitting there at 8-2.
That's why you got to have a run game. If you don't have a run game, it's really hard to close out games, control the ball. We work on a lot of situational football. A lot of people think situational football is 2 minute stuff, but it's also 4 minute. Understanding, controlling the ball, and you play great defense when you're on offense. And the guys have done that in quite a few games this year. I think we got a little bit more mature team than maybe what we had last year, and they understand how important each and every snap is and each and every possession is.
Big part of your running game is Connor. Connor Wegman, Did you envision him having such a big role in the run game, Coach, before this season started, or is that just how everything evolved?
22 carries in the last game.
Yeah, he I watched his high school tape when we were, visiting with him about coming over here to University of Houston. I watched him at his previous school, and he runs the ball. But then he does a great job as he gets vertical. He gets north and south. And, so many guys want to try to pop everything to the outside. If they're playing with halfway decent leverage, it turns into a bad play instead of a good play. Sometimes it's not there, and we talk about C2 split too. Try to see the two guys. Don't take a big shot. Kind of eat through the middle of the two guys, and you gain three instead of one. You gain six instead of three or four. And he does a really nice job of that. And then when it's open, he'll make something happen. Early in the game, he had a 40-something yard run, and we didn't block a guy in the hole. He just made a miss and took off running. So, he's done an excellent job running, and we were hoping, sometimes you got to play 11-on-11 football when they pack the box, and running the quarterback allows you to do that.
Yeah, you had Michael Pratt at Tulane, and he carried the ball. I mean, he had 98 carries 1 year. He had over 100 another year. Like, that's something. I was curious if you would ever be in a situation anymore where you don't have a quarterback who can be an add-on runner in an offense, because it just seems like life becomes a little easier if you have that option.
Yeah, I just think if the guy can run a little bit, you got to be able to do it. You're talking about Michael Pratt. He's an excellent runner for us. I've only had maybe one or two quarterbacks that had a tough time, running the ball. They didn't have great speed, movement, all those kind of things. They're fantastic in the pocket. And that's where you kind of get into, if a guy can't run, get more into the RPO game, allow that 11-on-11 football to be throwing the ball rather than handing it off to a back. So, we're just fortunate that we got some quarterbacks who can run around here. It really helps you out.
Willie Fritz joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, one thing that didn't happen early on, Coach, that's happening a lot more lately is the interceptions by Connor. And, you know, he had three and another pick six in that game. What have you guys been working on in this off week and going forward to TCU to cut that down?
Well, you just try to, you know, learn the coverages and, you know, just keep the ball out of harm's way with the opponent. You know, he'd like to have those back, obviously. And, you know, but sometimes they're throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game. You know, you're going to have an issue or problem. So, you know, we're just, you know, I know that he's a smart quarterback and he's going to learn from any mistakes that he's made. And, you know, we got to limit those. There's been a bunch of games where he's thrown the ball a bunch and had zero interceptions. But, you know, we try to stay away from, you know, turnovers as much as we can, whether it's fumbling the ball with a back or a receiver or whatever, a quarterback throwing a pick. And sometimes one of them was a big time. There's a route. Guy just didn't run the correct route, and that put the ball in harm's way. You know, you expect the guy to do one thing, mm-hmm. something else happens. But he'll knows that he's got to really study all those different things. He's done a great job for us this season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Toss up about TCU coming in here. They had a rough one against BYU. What are you seeing?
Oh, they're a good squad. You know, offensively, they got one of the top quarterbacks in the country, Josh Hoover, and real good, you know, a group of wide receivers. They do stuff in the run game where you got to honor and respect that. Big offensive line, and defensively, they do everything in their power to keep you from running the ball effectively. Pack the box, you know, you're going to have to do a good job of throwing it. And you know, sometimes the pass opens up the run game for you. But, yeah, really good team overall. Got a lot of respect for Coach Dykes and his staff. And, you know, the 3:00 ball game, I hope we get a whole bunch of people out to watch the Cougs on Saturday.
Yep, let's go. Fill it up. We've got tickets to give away, so keep on listening here. We will give those away shortly, those of you in the 7:00 hour that are here to listen to Coach Willie Fritz every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, we'll let you go. We know you got work to do. Best of luck. TD ECU Stadium, 3:00, the seniors, Coach. And, you know, you haven't been here that long, a couple of years, but you've got to know these guys. And, you know, it's always hard to say goodbye to those seniors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We've got a really good group of guys. I know all coaches say that, but we really do. Great character guys. So, you know, some of the guys, I got a couple guys that have been around the program for 6 years. You know, so they know Houston really well. And I got some guys who've been around 6 months, you know, but they've all made a tremendous impact on getting this program headed in the right direction. I appreciate each and every one of them.
That's Coach Willie Fritz right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, as always, man, we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Go Cougs.
All right, there's Willie Fritz joining us every week right here. Get on out there, TD ECU Stadium. We will be giving away tickets shortly here. Let's do it in the 7:00 hour, Dolph. The 7:00 people rarely get the tickets. And listen, the winner is here. And your pipes might freeze. And I don't know if you, how old are your pipes? 5, 10, 15? How old is your house? 25 years old? Have you ever checked them? Have you ever seen if your pipes are, you know, how old they are and whether or not they're subject to?
John, if you have a house built in the 60s, you have the galvanized steel pipes. And,
yeah.
And they are rusting. They happen to me. And Aqueduct will tell you. There is no way you keep it from happening. It's just a matter of when.
And if you repipe, Billy's going to give you a water heater, free water heater. How about that?
Why would you not take it? They'll install it and give it to you for free. Your water heater's like 10 years old, you're like, yeah, let's run it back with a free water heater. I need the repipe anyway. Let's get that done. And while they're out there, you know, they can service. If you say, I don't need repiping, but I need, you know, I got this leaky shower. Well, have them service your water heater, tankless or standard water heater, because your sediment, if you're listening here in the Houston area, I know in the Houston area for sure, there's so much sediment and crap in the lines that it is getting dirty. It's dirty and it's jamming everything up. You need to have it cleaned out. And that's a service that needs to take place once a year, John. So that's an example of one of the things they do for maintenance, but they can also do hydrostatic tests to see if you have any leaks in your home, pipe leak. And, of course, they can do those big heavy lifting jobs like repiping your home. And in this particular case, they're going to throw you a free water heater as well. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
281-488-6238, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. And big ups to HRP. Thank you, HRP, for hosting, for sponsoring the Willie Fritz segment every week right here. Thank you, HRP.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. For those of you that are having issues with our app, for those of you that are having issues seeing us, it's not, believe it or not, it's not us. This, I don't know if you guys know what Cloudflare is. Cloudflare is down. Something is wrong. We can't get to Twitter.
That's the oh, you know what? So my I have a small one of those.
Did you do this? Did your kids do this?
Sleep number bed and the app isn't working this morning. I bet that's the same thing.
Yeah, Cloudflare. There's something major going on. Do you think that maybe like the Russians or the Chinese have taken this over and shut down our Twitter, and this is how they're going to destroy our country?
Well, maybe.
It seems too small for that. I think this is probably more like Bolivia.
Bolivia's after us.
Well, Venezuela right now, we're having problems with
A Cloudflare outage, just as a headline, is taking down parts of the internet. This comes from techradar.com. So it's across the board. If you or your website or an app is using Cloudflare, you are out of
Cloudflare.
Luck. Excuse me, Cloudflare. F-L-A-R-E. Yeah. If whatever you're using is dealing with that, that's the issue.
This could be a national epidemic. This could be something that's, I mean, if Twitter goes down, all our news goes down?
Well, it's not a national. It's a worldwide app.
Worldwide? This is worldwide. Oh, it's hackers. And you know what? They're trying to destroy our ability to communicate through Twitter and go after each other. And
Well, that's stupid. If we don't have Twitter, what happens? Things get better.
You think things get
better? We become friendlier. We become less radicalized. Boy, they are screwing this up. I would open up Twitter even wider.
Well, Instagram and Facebook still exist, so there's still ways to get outreach.
Yeah, that's true.
But Cloudflare, they have an update page and says they have found the issue. A fix is being implemented, so now we just wait.
Oh, you don't think that? I think this might be the first attack on our.
I don't know. Why are you spreading?
I've been waiting for somebody to hurry up.
Why are you spreading unfounded rumors, John?
Somebody's got to start them.
Just no, you don't happen to be the person and get it over with. Have you guys seen this documentary that's going to be coming out on Prime about? And it's like Marco Rubio. People from the government are finally admitting, there's aliens. There's unidentified. They don't call them UFOs anymore. There's UAPs, unidentified air phenomenons or something like that. They're called UAPs, and they're just basically matter of fact. This documentary shows they matter of fact like we've got Area 51 happen and all this stuff. Like people from the government now are admitting,
it's real.
Yeah, it's a thing, and they can travel, and like pilots have said, the ability for them to hit instant acceleration is something. They've got three phenomenons that we can't do that have been witnessed by multiple pilots who have seen these things. And all I can think of was, and they even said, well, if they got all that, can't they do something to us if they want to? Like, they've probably already figured that out. But
well, yeah, they can. Come try some. If you think come on, you froggy, leap, aliens.
Yeah.
They might have been messing with Cloudflare.
You don't want no part of the aliens, Sean. I don't know why you are challenging them. Yeah.
Watch. Because we want out. That's why, Dell.
What do you mean you want
Come
out?
Come on, do it. This all sucks. We're 5-5 in football.
Oh,
Wait until after Rockets season.
The Rockets are pretty
good.
Wait until
after Rockets season.
You want to leave this mortal coil because the Texans are 5-5?
It's whatever. I mean, there's not a good quarterback
draft. You're used to 5-5
Texans
football.
It's not a good quarterback draft, but I do want you to wait until after, like, maybe Maybe do it. Well, maybe do it after the basketball, the lottery. Let's see if we get a lottery pick with Brooklyn.
What?
Well, if we get a high pick with Brooklyn, it's like, okay, we'll hold off just for a little bit, aliens.
Do they have the Brooklyn picks or the Suns picks?
Wait,
I mean so, Suns. Yeah.
Well, the Suns are better than we would have liked. So
I know,
far.
But let's give
yeah,
it.
Even without because they got Jalen,
he's not playing.
Well, they got him though.
Yeah, but they're 8-6.
He did play one game and he scored 19 points.
What's wrong with Jalen?
He got a hamstring. He came back. He played a couple games.
How about he played 81 games, 82 games every year with us, mm-hmm. and he's out for the time. He played one or two there.
First year of that contract kicking in.
Oh, right. The big money came after the injuries come in.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know who used to be kind of a horse with was Kawhi, too. Now Kawhi's missed like – Kawhi's going to go down as one of the most injured players in NBA history.
He used to be a horse?
Before.
He and Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, oh, Anthony Rendon, a guy who basically told you, I just don't like baseball.
I'm not this Ugh. Big on it. It's this whole
I used to like
thing.
It way better than now. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. You don't say.
I'm not really big on that baseball thing.
I mean, how about when I type in Kawhi, I just get to K-A-W and it just fills out. Kawhi Leonard injury is the very first thing that pops
It's Kawhi injuries.
Kawhi Leonard injuries is like the very first thing that pops up. And looking at his early career, you know, he was, well, I take it back. 64 games, 58 games, 66 games, 64, 72, 74. You know, he has never played anything more than 74 games. He's only hit the 70 game mark twice in his whole career. He's only hit in the 70s twice his entire career.
Wow.
He's only hit over 66 three times in a 14-year career. What people pay him, he's like, you know what? He's used to no-show jobs. That's why he was expecting a no-show job with that tree joint.
Well.
He's like, I prefer no-show jobs.
Well, that's what you get. I mean, why should he have to work for millions of dollars?
This guy was defensive player of the year.
That's ridiculous.
Twice. Defensive player of the year twice.
It's ridiculous.
MVP
to have to
number. He was a number two MVP, number three MVP. Yeah, you shouldn't have to work. You should just be given millions of dollars and then just show up like whenever.
Yeah.
37 games last year. That's pretty tight.
If you're
six so far this year.
Do people ask him for his autograph? Then he shouldn't have to work. Okay. I mean, honestly, why are you going to have to work for that?
And he's got some janky ass shoes that he sells.
Kaimi's back this week. No, it looks like, I mean, Adam Schefter's reporting, sorry, no CJ.
Dude, this is something we got to talk about now. You thought Dr. Mills was going to get him right. How about Dr. Muntz or whoever it is won't even clear him? I don't know who the one who handles concussions, but it's not Dr. Muntz. But this is a major deal. This is three games he's going to be out.
Yeah.
This is three full games that C.J. Stroud is going to be out. This is kind of a thing now.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, this is...
You think it's kind of a thing?
I mean, this is what makes the Arch Manning thing so stupid. Like, you can't... The concussion... I don't know. I shouldn't jump in. Maybe concussion protocol. Maybe C.J.'s eyes aren't dilating or whatever it is, and Arch's eyes were fine. But most... I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback in pro football ever play the next week.
Not since they... changed
right
in the last 4 or 5
well,
years.
Well, since they realize how serious it is, or since they acknowledge how serious it is. But CJ's now, this is three games. I don't think Dr. Mills has any impact. This is obviously more severe head trauma than we realized. For him to be ruled out this quickly. And I already saw a line on the game. I saw a line on the game last night, and I thought, why are you hanging a line on this game, especially this line? What do you think? Without looking, John, what do you think the line is? Buffalo at Houston.
Houston.
I saw this yesterday.
Buffalo's going to be 6.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep. Buffalo 6 at Houston, which would make them
9.
A 12 points. 12 at home.
Well, 12 at home with Davis Mills. Okay. Okay.
I mean, against that defense.
That's true.
Now the problem, because Buffalo's offense didn't look good and Miami's got one of the softer defenses you'll see in the league. Yeah, Dell, still. Did they take it away from Anthony Weaver?
Not anymore. No, in three of their last four games, they've allowed 13 points or less.
It's kind of crazy because they shut down Buffalo. They were good this week. I mean, Miami's just playing it out. They're like trying now for some weird reason for the next head coach.
Because they're professionals and they don't want to quit.
But I mean, their defense was literally pathetic the whole year.
So was the Ravens, and now look at
and
them.
And the Buffalo Bills. But Buffalo can get. I mean, offensively they can shoot. Josh Allen just had 6 touchdowns. So they can shoot. They can shoot it out, but their defense is not good. Here's the problem: your offense isn't good. So it's movable force versus resistible object.
What?
And we'll see if you can get to 20. Houston only allows just over 16 points a game. So instead of irresistible force and immovable object, it's resistible force and movable object.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yes, it's an easy one.
The
that's
Texas
one that's
offense
been out here
is easily to resist.
Yes.
And the Bills are easily movable.
Thank you. Dell gets it. Dell Smith.
No one gets it.
I got it.
That was an easy one. It means your weakness is our weakness, and whose weakness is going to win. And I got to believe that when Skills Mills... Money Mills.
Is it Chills Mills,
Magic,
or Skills
Chills Mills? He's got four. Yeah. He's got four nicknames.
The neck.
Eh, I don't really count that one, but that's not really. It's kind of derogatory. The neck. Who's ever? When's that been a compliment? Somebody's a. Ooh,
that's
a, the
well,
neck.
I mean,
Skills Mills, Money Mills, but John Henry Mills was already Skills Mills. Money Mills are like okay, Money Manziel, Money Mills, okay.
And if he ever
Mills Magic, okay, that's Fitz Magic.
And if he ever develops a pain pill addiction, we call him Pills Mills.
I like, I'll be honest with you.
Wow.
I kind of like Pills Mills.
People
die. It's a slam.
People die.
Yeah, but it is a pretty sweet nickname.
I'm not hoping for it. In fact, I hope Davis Mills has a long career as a backup.
Well, what if he takes, okay, to make it nicer for you, John, to kind of clean it up, what if he's one of these freak shows that takes like 50 vitamins a day?
Like a Todd Marinovich type deal. We find out he's this fitness freak.
A bunch of magnesium and vitamin B, and they call and look, he's taking it. And ESPN
Mills.
Does a big special on it, and they call him Pills Mills.
Yeah. General Mills. Jay sent that in.
I've heard General Mills.
General too. Mills. He's the field general.
That's not bad. It's okay.
General Mills. I like it.
It's better than Chills Mills. That's the weakest.
Well, one. Because he's so chill and he makes D'Amico calm and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, D'Amico's not really, that's not really a problem. D'Amico's calm dad. D'Amico has the same demeanor as A.J. Hinch. They're pretty level-headed.
Yeah, except, well, he celebrates. I like how he celebrates.
Yeah, he celebrates.
Cool. He doesn't get nuts with the refs like Bill O'Brien did. Did y'all see that?
I was watching it live. I was about to bring it up to you. It was incredible. Bill's explosion where he starts throwing his, I mean, it was classic Bill O'Brien.
And he caused a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, I didn't even realize he got the penalty for that.
Oh, yeah.
He was throwing everything he could. And he got so mad because he tried to throw his headphone down and it got, like, caught up in his belt or
that
something.
So
and it
great.
Made him even madder. Bill's the weight that I've lost, Bill found.
Oh, wow. That's ugly.
No, I'm just. That's just a fact.
That's ugly.
This is what happens.
Me and Chris Salz were watching. I'm like, and Chris goes, "Whoo, he's pulled a few." I said, "That's you know what that is? Linguine and clams with white sauce. That's what that."
That's what happens. You get all judgy when you get locked in on Factor meals. You start judging everyone very
you
harshly.
You judge other people and how fat they are.
You missed out on cake. Did you see that the people down the hall?
I didn't get any cake.
Well, you're not here, but they had like a nice cake that they brought. But they couldn't find you, so they gave a slice to our intern instead.
Oh, crap, I was here the whole time.
You weren't in the office when they were handing it out.
How was I not in the office? I was here all yesterday.
They didn't see you. Colton got the cake.
I saw the...
There's a box in there,
sales
I think,
lady.
Still.
Okay. Well, it's break time.
I don't know if it's there now.
I know.
It was
I
there
saw
yesterday.
The sales lady from the Hispanic station side. She had a box, and I'm like, as I walked past her, I said, that's either postres or a cake box. I knew what that was.
Oh. All right. There's cake to be had, so Lance is going to have to leave. Let's get a Gulf Coast Chevy in here first.
Let's get a Gulf Coast Chevy in here. Let's talk about your ability to – you know, so I talk about customer service. So they finished number one in customer service index year after year after year. Why is that important for you? Well, if you have your vehicle in for service, whether it's something that needs to be fixed or scheduled maintenance, They get it done quickly for you. They have gone the extra mile of bringing someone, like driving a vehicle out, a loaner, while my wife has had something fixed. They brought it out to her and then brought the vehicle back. And that's the kind of service here in Houston. Now, they're in Angleton, but they go that extra mile. That's where the customer service comes in. They've brought papers out for me to sign. They brought papers out for listeners to sign multiple times. Here in the Houston area, they've gone all the way out to Spring to get a deal done. Someone from Spring went to Angleton. Why? Because the price is better. And that's what they do. They don't mess around with price. They give you more value for your trade-in. They'll beat pretty much any offer for a trade-in value for your vehicle. And Craig DeSurf just understands, look, this isn't about trying to get the most profit on every vehicle. It's really about making you happy, because then you're going to want to buy your second, your third car, your children's car there. You'll tell your neighbors and your family and your friend. And Craig just wants to be like a family member to you. He's extremely loyal, extremely he cares about the people who work for him. He cares about the people who come in, and he's just different in that way. So if you want a Chevy Equinox, you want the Chevy Silverado, the GMC Sierra pickup truck, the Buick Enclave, the 7-seat SUV that I drive, you're always going to get, you know, great APR rates, great dealer cash back, but they find you more money than anyone else, and they work with your budget to get you something you're looking for. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. That few extra miles you drive out there is going to save you a few extra $1,000, and it's well worth it. Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, GMC.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apologies. Well, it's not our fault. Stupid cloud flame that's screwing up everything. We can't get to websites. We can't play videos. Russians. Can't get to Twitter. I have no idea what's going on in the world. Can't get to Twitter. I do know that Adam Schefter has said that, okay, without CJ. Now, Davis, this will be his third straight start. And
well, do we know that for a fact? That
no,
he's not
but
playing?
It's, well.
Instagram's not working either.
No, he CJ did not practice. Oh, yeah, KRPC. KPRC. The expectation is they said that he's KPRC, whatever.
Aaron Wilson.
Aaron Wilson, whatever, said the expectation is that he's not playing.
Yeah, that I is mean, not. It's already Tuesday. They're playing in 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday would have been a walkthrough.
Yeah,
and so they weren't doing much, but he was not on the field for that. Another guy who was dealing with a concussion, Jalen Petrie, was limited, so he may be more on track to play. We'll see. But CJ wasn't even available to do the walkthrough. So
is Titus Howard?
He played last week.
No, I know, but didn't he leave?
I think he came back in that game. I believe I saw him back in the game.
So he'll be back. Would you guys rather see Titus full? I guess Titus right guard, Trent right tackle, left tackle.
When's Ingram coming back?
Who cares?
You don't care about Ed Ingram?
Nah, not really. Whatever.
Well, he was playing okay.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. The better line is probably, honestly, Trent Brown at right tackle and
well, you asked, John. I can tell you, Ed Ingram was a full participant in that walkthrough yesterday.
Good.
So.
Well, no, the more linemen you have that, I mean, Ed Ingram was good enough to be the starter to start the season and actually but doing okay. So
all y'all did was complain about the offensive line.
I didn't complain about
that's
the offensive
line. That's all y'all did.
That's not all I did. I complained about Shador not getting snaps. Okay, in practice.
I can't believe that's all my timeline was people fighting about Shador again. I'm like, you know, at this point. Yeah, I'm not even going to say it. It's just, it's terrible.
What about?
It's a terrible way to go through life. It's like politics now. It's where people are just fighting because they just pick a side and then they fight about it. It's like, it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't get a, it's, everything is polarized. You know, I'm a pro cake guy and Dell's anti cake. And I'm like, can't we find common ground? As a society, cake is fine, and that cake was good. There's still cake in there. And like I told Dell, if you bring cake in, you got to check in with me. You can't just bring cake to a station and not check in. I'm the Jay Prince of cake.
So we got cake, we got Shador, we got what, Jamar Chase? I mean, holy crap. Suspended just because you spit on somebody?
Wait, but we said that yesterday was going to happen. That wasn't a surprise.
Yeah. No. I mean,
he had to get suspended.
Yes, he had to get suspended. There was no question.
Spitting on people.
Yeah.
We have really come a long way as a people. It's now the third incident this year in football where somebody's gotten spit on.
I mean, can't we just keep our saliva to ourselves on the field?
And I know, I've seen, there's a lot of grown people who believe that you should be able, that anything that happens to you after you spit on someone should not be against the law.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. That he got kicked out of the game, Ramsey got kicked out of the game is just, I mean, you cannot spit on somebody and don't expect to throw fists. I'm sorry. You got to throw hands after that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot. That's the most disrespectful. You know, I mean, we got guys just doing it, Carter and Florida guys and Jamar. I mean, it used to be a big deal. Robbie Alomar was ostracized for this. I mean, just because he spit on an umpire, and the umpire had a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now it's just, oh, well, he spit on him one game. Robbie Alomar almost lost his livelihood because of it.
That was a major deal. I mean, it was a major deal. You spit on an umpire, you should be. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's absolutely terrible, spitting on an umpire.
Spitting on Dak is a bad thing, too.
Yeah, but this guy's just calling. There's not heat of battle. There's no mask or face mask. This guy's just, you're just in the middle of having an argument with an umpire, which is a tale as old as time in baseball, and then you spit.
Yeah.
You spit on him? Like, holy crap, Alomar. That was a major, major. But that's back when we used to, like, call out egregious stuff. Now we just like to, like, it's a little spit. It didn't get in his mouth. So what's the big deal?
No, it was more on his shirt again, like Dax, too.
Yeah, guess
what?
So
I guess that's not
as
bad. You
spit. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We just, like, this is just how society is now. The more horrific you are, like, whatever. No one died. And back then, it used to be like, yeah, you probably shouldn't spit on people. And it was, and everyone agreed. Yes, you shouldn't spit on people. That's a really bad thing.
I agree with that, kind of.
What's that?
That you shouldn't spit on people.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of not spitting on people.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
but
if
it's,
you do,
it's what we
then
do
is,
now.
What is
three incidents this football season.
Like I said, aliens, hurry up and whack us. We're okay with people getting spit in the face, so just hurry up and whack us, aliens. We don't deserve to be here.
We don't deserve here.
We are low rate people. I try to be high rate, but it's just too many low raters bringing.
Well, until cake comes.
So what is the what's more disrespectful, spitting on somebody or taking off a white glove and then slapping them across the face?
Oh my God!
Because that back in the day was the thing.
Oh yeah.
And right now I'm watching a show and I'm kind of running, losing some steam on it. Death by Lightning. It's got Michael Shannon.
Oh yeah.
James Garfield and
Good Day, Sir.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Good Day, Sir. They don't say that in the show, but they might as well.
They will, yeah.
They might as well. And then Ron Swanson is his running mate.
Not a nice guy,
but a lush and a drunk.
I love that guy.
A lout, as they...
We watched the first episode, but I'm on Black Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, the bar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got two episodes to go.
Oh, you're getting in that a little later than I expected.
Oh, yeah, you've been on that?
Oh, yeah, it's come and gone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jason Bateman is the long-haired F-up in that one.
I love that guy. That reminds me of me and my brother.
Oh, and there was the bar involved.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, that reminds me a lot of me and my brother. He's the responsible one, but not really. Jude Law was kind of a scumbag, too.
Well, a bar/restaurant, so,
yeah. Yeah, right. And nicer than my dad's. My dad was basically a shot in a beer joint.
Yeah, this one's trying to get
this
like a
is
Michelin
really,
star
yeah.
and whatnot. So right. It's a little bit different.
They got stars. My dad's bar never got stars. We never got stars.
And then Jude Law is constantly having to deal with his brother, who is just...
Yeah.
Is that what your brother had to deal with? You?
Yes. Yes.
He was Jude Law, and you're Jason Bateman.
Yes, pretty much.
Owes people money constantly.
Almost identical. Oh almost God. Identical.
Were they in New York or Chicago? I think they're in New York, right?
They're in New York.
No, they're in Chicago.
No, they're in New York. Chicago is the bear.
Yeah, they're in New York.
Yeah. All right, we got a break.
And if you know that's based, by the way, you know that's based on an actual restaurant?
Is it really?
Yeah, I think the Spotted Pig is a name. It's based on an actual restaurant. Wow. I don't know if the story is exactly the same, but it's based on that restaurant.
Holy crap, if that's the real story, man. Holy crap.
Exactly.
All right, we got to talk. Where's Taqueria Randa's based?
Well, they're based here in the Houston area, but they've got locations. I mean, this is home base, right? I think there's 24, I believe, locations. And they've got Taqueria Randa's, but they've also got the Randa's Bakery. And at either location, you can get your Christmas tamales. And why is that a big deal? Well, here in the state of Texas, if you're new to the state, if you moved in, it's kind of a big deal. A lot of people will do Christmas tamales. And it's just, you know, we kind of lean into it. It's time. I think tamales are great all the time. I'm a fan of pork tamales. I'm a fan of green chili chicken tamales. There's a lot of different types of tamales that are made out there. I like the balance of masa to meat that they do you don't want too much masa. That's just too much. But Taqueria Randa's does it right. They make some great tamales, and they want to take care of your party. So if you have a Christmas party coming up, or you just want to get in on the tradition of eating tamales for Christmas, when I say that, I mean, it could be any time leading up to it. Just get your order in with my good friends over at Taqueria Randa's, either a Taqueria Randa's location or an Randa's Bakery location. They will have you covered. And of course, at any point, you can go in for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They've got great drinks available for you as well, whether it's beer or margaritas. You can pull up and watch your favorite basketball team from the city play right there at the bar, grab some food, grab some drinks, have a really good time. And as I mentioned, don't forget your Christmas tamales, because they are doing it right, and they will take care of huge orders for you, too, if you're having a big party. It's Taqueria Randa's. Go to TaqueriaRandas.com to find a location nearest you.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see Draymond confronting that fan?
Oh, my God. We didn't talk about that yesterday. It was 2 days ago where they were just chanting Angel Reese on him, and he got so offended by being called Angel Reese.
I'm a man. I got four kids and another one on the way. You don't call me a woman.
Yeah, well, he didn't like the fact that it was
whatevs.
He didn't like being called Angel Reese because he knew what that
meant. Yeah, it's a woman.
He had no points and like 8 rebounds at the time. And he literally confronted a fan. He can't really be helped.
Now,
like, he is who he is. Nothing's ever changed.
He's kind of dumb for doing that, because now every arena is going to do it.
And he'll go and talk to every fan. He'll go and get in every fan's face and threaten to punch him, just like
well, did you, I mean, him against Wemby on the inbounds play.
That was so good.
That was so. So those of you who didn't see it, Draymond is about, he looks like he's a little kid next to Wemby.
He's 6'8". Wemby's 7'6".
Wemby's just towering over him, and he's leaning on him and leaning on him, and Wemby's like, what the hell? And so he wouldn't get off him. Draymond's trying to stop him from getting in. All they did was throw it up, and Wemby went up and dunked it with one hand over Draymond. And I felt bad for Draymond. I felt bad for him because
you did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was one of the best moments of my life.
I felt
watching
bad.
Draymond get
See,
punked.
How do you
like Draymond Green?
Because I don't like to see other people embarrassed.
Oh my God, he is at the top of my list for getting embarrassed. Draymond Green is an absolutely despicable toad. All he does is kick people in the nuts. What are you talking about? This guy has actively choked people, kicked them in the nuts, elbowed people in the face, punched teammates. He's literally one of the most despicable basketball players to walk the earth. And you're upset because he got dunked on?
Well, I felt bad for him.
Oh, my God.
Little.
I hope he gets
That's
dunked on.
That's when you
got
to do the little thing, when you got to put your hand down and go, you're too little.
Yeah.
I just felt bad as a grown man.
They had a.
I mean, which was more embarrassing for him, being called Angel Reese or the dunk?
Angel Reese? He got dunked on by a 7'4" guy.
I get that, but he looked like a little kid.
Being called Angel Reese is never a compliment. It means you grab a lot of rebounds and you can't shoot. That's what it means.
Yeah,
now,
she's a
good player in the league.
A runway model.
Yeah, she's runway model. I think she's good looking, you know.
Yeah, she's a good looking girl.
I hear people go after her, and I'm like, that's a little out of pocket. But It, but she can't shoot. Like, she's terrible at shooting. She is terrible on offense and good as a rebounder. That's who she is. Guess what? Yeah. And now, Draymond is actually not terrible on offense. He actually can shoot a little bit. He's not. Yeah. He's not terrible.
No, but he was apparently in this instance. He was going up, missing. Yeah.
Well, he's not an offensive minded player. I didn't say he's a plus offensive player. He's a below average offensive player. But
and he's a piece of work.
No, he's and then they had a lip reader. Legend Z is a. Did you see it, Dell? What you saw the story? Yeah, they had him read the lips on what was said, and Draymond called him a B in, and he called him ass in. And then it was basically, you can't guard me, I think is all Wembanyama says. He can't guard me or you can't guard me.
Yeah, Draymond tried to get physical, and then he got dunked on. The Spurs bench loved it, but Steph Curry exists, so the Warriors swept them in a two-gamer.
Yeah.
And Wimby's now out for a while.
Yeah, he is out for
him and Giannis.
What, 2 to 3
weeks?
Well,
he's got to – I mean, I think he and Tank weigh the same. He's got to – it's going to be hard
for him. He's got a calf strain. He's got a calf strain, so you can say goodbye to him for at least a couple weeks. So
it's not structural. That's good. But I would always be – anytime a 7'2 or taller guy starts having lower body stuff, it's immediately my antenna goes up. I saw Ralph Sampson's career end just because he was too tall. And the knee just wore out, degenerative knee. Yeah. Yao Ming, they knew he had too much weight on high arches. Like, any time you have these tall guys, you just wait for the shoe to drop. And this is a guy who truly has generational potential, truly generational talent and potential. I hope.
You just throw that around all the time.
Yeah, I never throw it around because I think you idiots who do that just completely, it's like you took the word elite away from everyone. And so elite became just anyone who could, you know, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. These French fries are goated. Okay.
Are they the McDonald's French fries?
I had some the other day that were.
They weren't fresh and hot?
No, McDonald's I had. Oh, Better Luck Tomorrow at the cocktail bar. Tomorrow has French fries that are goated. If we're going to do that.
Why did Burger King ruin their fries?
I didn't know they did.
What did they do? They just switched the oil or something?
I Burger King in probably 16 years.
No, they changed the kind of fries.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Well, so did Wingstop. Wingstop went from their natural cut fries to regular old frozen, we fry them fries.
Less expensive to buy from Sysco.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Buffalo Wild Wings still makes a good fry. I had it the other day.
I don't really. As long as my fries are a little crunchy, I don't really.
I like them thin and crunchy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. By the way, Damaris, I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna say this. We got a break, but I want to tell you: you go and sit at the bar, and you get the fries at the Maris with your wings. Wings and fries are as good as you'll get wings anywhere.
It is really
while
good.
You're watching games.
How about fries and Yanni bring out some and ask for some wing sauce on the side where you can dip your fries?
Yeah, I mean it is just spectacular.
Tell them to bring some up here.
Yep.
And aren't you coming in tomorrow?
I'm coming in. Yeah, I fly in tomorrow. Fly in tomorrow. All right. We got a new sponsor to the program. It's Bluebonnet Glass. They've been around for 75 years. They were founded in Brenham, in Brenham, Texas, in 1951, and they're bringing them to the Houston area. And this is all about glass, and it's about performance. So for those of you that are contractors out there, or your builders, contractors, you got to have your glass on time, right? And one of the last things that you put in is shower glass or mirrors, or when you're making staircases with the railings that's glass. This is one of the last things that you put in. So if your glass provider isn't on time, you ain't opening up that house or that commercial business on time because they're not on time. Well, this is what Bluebonnet Glass prides itself on service and making sure that they get you what you need. You don't have to be a builder. A replacement window. You broke a window in your house. The shower is that glass isn't working. A frameless shower enclosure. Residential doors, wine rooms, glass railings, whatever it is, solar screens, residential window repair, anything glass, okay? Anything glass, our peeps over at Bluebonnet Glass. Now, they've been in Brenham forever. They're in the Houston area now. So you're looking for the best way to get Yeah, listen, the greater Houston area, here's the number. 832-508-0911. 832-508-0911. Or bluebonnetglass.com. Bluebonnet Glass. You got any glass needs, whether you're just residential or you're a business, bluebonnetglass.com.